Our next item is subdivision 2005-59, Landlock LLC, amended condition of approval on Road 351.
This request was deferred at the September special meeting. The applicant's requesting that one of the conditions of approval be amended. That condition stated that within 1 year of the issuance of the first building permit, the developer shall construct a community swimming pool and community center. The developer is requesting that the condition be deleted since they were not presented during the public hearing and they were not shown on the preliminary subdivision plan. I listened to the tape recording of the public hearing. The only recreational amenities that were referenced were for an area along Waits Creek that had an existing dock for kayak launching. The developer also stated that they would provide sidewalks, multimodal paths, and a picnic area. They're requesting that the pool and community center not be required.
How many lots was that, Shane?
There's a lot of them.
That's why I asked. I just want to know what the number was. I couldn't remember.
149.
Mr. Robinson, question concerning that. That issue wasn't brought up in the public hearing. Does that preclude us from putting on those types of conditions, or?
Actually, Mr. Smith had asked me the same question, and I spent some time looking at it. It's come up before on other applications, I think, before you all were on the commission with regard to a number of different issues. And I took a look at the code, and there's a couple places that talk about it. The one that's probably the most significant, it's in 9921, and talks about public sites and open places, and it says, where deemed essential by the commission upon consideration of the type of development proposed in the subdivision, the subdivider may be required to dedicate other areas or sites of a character, extent, or location suitable to meet the needs of such development. The commission in the past, I think, has taken that when you look at the location and the potential needs of a community to require amenities like that, you know, whether it's a swimming pool or tot lots or, you know, whatever.
So it is within our realm. Thank you.
I mean, it has to be reasonable too. You know, it has to, as it says in here, there has to be a finding that, you know, taken into account the type of development proposed in the subdivision. You know, so there has to be some connection. You know, you couldn't. Well, anyway.
Right. We just can't arbitrarily.
Right.
But if the commission deemed that it was reasonable, then we might be in a position to do that.
Yeah.
Well, you did. Earlier this today in your motion on Reynolds Pond. You know, Reynolds Pond?
Reynolds Road or Reynolds?
Reynolds Road, I mean.
Yeah.
I think that's one. No, the one.
Yeah, Summer Hill, oh, had 33 lots with a pool.
Yeah, well, it was 99 lots, and you gave it the condition, but they might have stipulated they were going to put in, they might have recommended they were going to put in a pool or suggested it, but you gave them 2 years of the issuance of the first building permit. That's anything different that I saw.
And that's,
well, the two
that's
of the ones been, earlier tonight had pools.
That's been kind of consistent, I guess, the 2 years.
Well, the 2 years. This one was stipulated it'd be one, I think.
Do we usually do 2 years within CO or?
The way I think that I've always remembered is 2 years from the first building permit.
It's easier to keep track of on building permits than the COs, because COs are based on not any kind of scheduling or anything. It's just when they get completed, they come in and apply for a CO.
Yeah.
There's no expiration for a CO. For a CO. There is for a building permit.
Yeah, a building permit has expiration. Once the CO is issued, it's finished. Whatever it was finished.
Well, Mr. Chairman, may I make a comment concerning this?
Please do.
I think given the size of the project and the size of the lots that are involved in the few other amenities that are within, I for one would be in favor of having that condition stand in terms of the swimming pool or community center, but I'll certainly defer to Mr. Smith since it's in his area.
I would like to clean up the language of about the community center and strike that from our condition if we so do, amend it and put in the language that it would be more of a typical pump house with a room for maintenance, supplies and equipment, men's and ladies' sanitary facilities and changing area, as opposed to a community center. Could be too much of an interpretation as to what, when I'd formulated this motion, I'd thought more of a something that was going to support the swimming pool in that seasonal use than a year-round community building.
More of a pool house than a community.
Correct.
Clubhouse.
Yes. Or you just have pool house, that would be easier.
Yeah, if you just said pool house, I think that would probably would work.
1 or 2 years?
2 years.
I may make a comment, Mr. Chairman, on this.
Please, yeah, Mr. Burton.
I would disagree with Mr. Johnson's comment on this, just in that I agree that open space is something that is needed with all communities, but I don't know that pool is something that I'm enamored with. And I think it's up to the marketer. Are you going to market this with a pool or without a pool? But I don't know that I'm so stuck on a swimming pool as I am open space with a development. That's my only comment.
I think it should have been something that was addressed during the public hearing, that we should have said something then and see if the applicant would be receptive to that at the time of the public hearing, which apparently it was not. So I'm not so sure that we should have to make them put that in.
I just need to say one thing in response to Mr. Gordy's comment, that I'd caution the commission, and this doesn't have to do with this issue, but we've talked about it before. While that might seem to make the most sense, at the same time, I don't want the commission to get into, will you do this? Because then it starts sounding like, you know,
negotiations.
Negotiations, exactly. So that's a...
So. Well, if the developer came in and said that they were going to provide amenities, and you ask them what type, then you can kind of stretch it out a little bit
and
try to make it more specific about what they are, you mean?
Yeah.
Rather than just, they just say they're going to,
yeah.
They typically tell us what the amenity package is going to be.
Yeah. I just don't want the commission to say, will you put in a pool or will you put in basketball courts or, you know, that type of thing, because then again, it sounds like you're negotiating.
Well, I'm of the mind that Mr. Robertson, reading that ordinance, has said that we could have this as one of our conditions of approval, and my motion would be that we amend that condition, that particular condition of approval, to indicate that the swimming pool and pool house be within 2 years instead of the 1 year in the motion that was made originally, and deleting about the reference to the community center.
If that's your motion, I think, Mr. Smith, you ought to state the reasons why, or restate the reasons why. You know, sort of in light of what I read earlier from the section 9921, considering the type of proposed development, just so that it's clear what your basis would be.
The basis being that it was a large number of lots with anticipated quite a few number of residents that I would think would my thoughts were that they would be requesting amenities to be provided by the community to foster that sense of community.
Is that your motion?
Well, if you'd like to put it in the form of a motion, or is that your motion?
Well, I'll restate my motion that I would, my motion is to amend the condition of approval of subdivision 2005-59, Landlock LLC, changing within the language to 2 years of the issuance of the first building permit, and striking the reference to the community center, and putting in the, leaving in the language of the community swimming pool, and adding a pool house. Pool house area as is currently and customarily supported by other communities in that area.
Is that your motion?
That's my motion.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to revise the stipulation for subdivision 2005-59 Landlock LLC on road 351 to revise the stipulation to state that a pool and pool house will be constructed within 2 years of the issuance of the first building permit. Was that it? Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Let's take a roll call. Mr. Smith, how do you vote?
Four.
Aye.
Mr. Gordy?
No.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Burton?
No.
Chair votes no. The motion fails 3-2.
By that motion failing, then your existing motion is still stands.
So that
you would be stipulated that within 1 year of the issuance of the first building permit, the pool and community center would be constructed.
Or you could certainly, because that was a motion to, I think there could be another motion, is my point.
Oh, it can be.
That's what I would say. Gentlemen, I don't think we're done with this one yet. I would like for you to,
unless you wanted
to not just drive on. I want to explain to you what my view of this is, and then it may very well be that Mr. Smith wants to reintroduce his motion again, exactly like he read it. And that is that in instances of public safety, public convenience, I think we're well within our rights to say, for instance, a bus stop, sidewalks, streetlights, these kinds of things. My concern is that we actually added an amenity item to, it isn't the so much the 1 year time frame that bothers me quite so much as it is the notion that we're adding marketing amenities to a project, and that is something that is up to the developer. I do think that we could perhaps that could figure in the basis of the denial of a subdivision if there were insufficient amenities and so on. I think there's language in the ordinance that would support that. I have just a little concern that we're adding things. We're telling them what kind of things we want to make their development more saleable, and we're sort of presuming that we know what the public wants to do, and it isn't necessarily a convenience or safety issue. That's my concern. I'm understand where you're coming from, Mr. Smith, and frankly, it is somewhat compelling because I'm think perhaps something should be there too. I'm just not sure we're within our realm to say to add those things to a motion for approval. And I guess in a way, I'm saying it's more reason to deny the whole thing than it is to add to it. But that's my view, but I'm open to. I mean, I'm not. Have I sufficiently muddied the waters there, Council?
Yes, in one respect, that I want to reiterate my statement earlier, and this doesn't have to do with this particular motion or not, but the Commission frequently adds conditions that I think they're entitled to do. You know, whether it's a swimming pool, whether it's walking paths, we've added tot lots, basketball courts, that type of thing in the past. I think it is within the Commission's ability to do that. I don't think anybody characterized this one as a marketing tool, and I would suggest that the commission can't do that.
No.
You know, you can't say that your subdivision is going to be more marketable if you do this. However, I think if the commission looks at a subdivision as a whole and decides that and has a basis for adding it and can tie that basis to whatever it is they're trying to add, the commission can add certain things within reason. You know, whether swimming pools within reason, that's not for me to say, but I think you have the ability to add those types of conditions. And I'll tell you, it's happened frequently. I don't want that line to be drawn in the sand because that's really going to cause some problems. And I don't think legally there's any basis for drawing that line in the sand, but that's going to affect what the commission has done and would continue to do.
Mr. Chairman, may I speak?
You may. It's
and
a serious
and
matter.
The basis of my support of the motion was from a health, safety, and welfare standpoint in terms of the not just the residents of that community, but of that development, but the whole community. That's a heavily traveled road, and without other amenities, what it's going to result in is perhaps many people dumping onto the road, seeking out water or other recreational activities because virtually none are provided for families in that community,
okay,
unless you're a family of kayakers. But in terms of recreational amenities other than walking, that was all that was essentially being provided. And given that this was located in a, quote, resort area, and maybe many of the people would be second home buyers, and furthermore, given the small size of the lots, and I'm sure there's deed restrictions that would prevent or preclude anyone from putting a pool in their backyard, that's the only way many of these people would have access to some type of limited water activities. So it wasn't from a saleability, it was from the benefit and welfare of those residents that were being, in accordance with the ordinance, they were allowed to have these small units, small lots, with a lot of people. So it was from that perspective that I was in favor of that.
Okay.
One thing to add too, and it's not really a legal issue, but something that in any of these should be taken into account is whether the community can support it too. You know, that's certainly, you know, because ultimately it's not going to be the developer that supports it. It's going to be a bunch of homeowners.
True.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I don't want to appear to be so headstrong as to not to hear what Mr. Gordy said or Mr. Burton down there to listen to everyone. But prior to August the 16th of making this motion, I was aware of what I was putting together in a motion and had checked with Mr. Robertson about the propriety of the ordinance. Would it back me up as we tried to integrate different conditions into it? So this, when this came up, wasn't a surprise to me, but I feel the same here today that I felt 2 months and a week or so ago when I made this motion that we could put this on, and it seemed as though down in that area that a swimming pool, hearing what Mr. Burton had to say, would be a reasonable amenity, as is typically supported by the homeowners associations of the other communities down that road.
Well, I think there's only one mind that has to change. It was a 3-2. If you want to introduce a similar motion again, you're certainly privileged to do that.
Well, with that said, Mr. Chairman, regarding subdivision 2005-59, Landlock LLC, applicant's request for an amended condition of approval, my motion is to amend that condition of approval to reflect that a swimming pool and typical pool house with men's and ladies sanitary facilities, as is currently and customarily supported by other communities in the area, be added to our condition of approval, deleting the language of within 1 year of the issuance of the first building permit, and changing that language to reflect to 2 years of the issuance of the first building permit.
Second.
It's Been moved and seconded to amend the conditions of approval for subdivision 2005-59 Landlock LLC on Road 351 to state that within 2 years of the issuance of the first building permit, that a pool and pool house typical of facilities of that type, including men's and ladies sanitary facilities, chemical storage and the like, shall be constructed. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.